Taliban forces have pulled out of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Officials with the Northern Alliance say their troops entered Kabul today without a fight. The United Nations is accelerating efforts to arrange for a political transition in Afghanistan. Diplomats fear that if a transition administration is not in place, if and when the Taliban collapse, chaos could result. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from New York.
The UN Security Council meets this morning to discuss Afghanistan's future after the Taliban. Security is the immediate concern. The country has a long history of civil war and ethnic rivalries. The UN is trying to figure out how to form a government that fairly represents everyone and what the role of the UN should be. Yesterday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and the UN envoy in charge of Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, met with foreign ministers of the U.S., Russia, and the six countries that border Afghanistan, a group known as 6+2. Brahimi briefed the group on his recent trip to the region. After the meeting, Kofi Annan said those attending know that time for diplomacy is short.
Things are moving very fast. We need to try and bring the political aspects in line with the military development on the ground. And Mr. Brahimi will be continuing his efforts. The ministers expressed full support for the work that Brahimi and myself are doing, and we will continue our work.
The goal of the UN is to find a political framework that is broad-based, multi-ethnic, and supported by the many tribal groups in the Afghan population. The task is urgent. Lakhdar Brahimi says he's trying to arrange a meeting with Afghan leaders within a few days.
We are going to try as soon as possible to get, hopefully, a representative sample of the Afghan population together and see what kind of interim arrangements we can work together for Kabul.
UN diplomats say the time and location of the meeting has not been decided, but Secretary of State Colin Powell, who attended yesterday's talks at the UN, reportedly called for speed, speed, speed. Reporters asked Kofi Annan if it is perhaps too late.
We have always been aware that when you get into these kinds of operations, things can move very fast and sometimes can get stuck. And in fact, in the early days of the crisis, when the Council discussed this issue, I use the word we have to be nimble, we have to be able to move quickly, and we have to be flexible. And I think we are at that stage where the nimbleness is going to come into play.
A major issue before the UN is how to maintain order as an interim administration is being established, what kind of force would be inserted, and who would provide it. The capital is the main concern because of bloody ethnic fighting over the city in the past. But diplomats say security in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif, taken by the Northern Alliance over the weekend, also is worrisome. The UN is preparing to send its staff back into Afghanistan to resume critical humanitarian relief efforts, according to diplomats, but they can't return until security is restored. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.